Devin Almonte here. Welcome. This is Insight Out, where we learn to look at our faith from God's eyes and figure out how to live that out in our everyday.
Think of a time where you might have been eavesdropping. You're listening in on somebody's conversation, totally pretending that you're not. Well, today, I'm going to say that eavesdropping can be a good thing, except just go with me. I'm changing the definition just a little bit, just a little tweak. Because eavesdropping, or I'm going to call it intentional over-listening, because this can be a really great way to connect with people or serve people in a really loving way. Okay, I was at church and this couple comes and sits down about halfway through the sermon, so they're really late. They kind of crouch down in the seats and you could tell they looked a little confused. The man turns around and he asks me how long the mass was. So that was very telling because I wasn't at a Catholic church, so I knew they must be new or they're visiting or something. Then I see the woman that he was with whisper something to this other woman who was next to them in the row, and I hear her say, "Oh, I'm not sure. This is my first time attending." So I'm being like this little undercover detective, and I gain so much intel about the row in front of me just by sitting there. And yes, I promise I was not just like watching the front row in front of me. I did actually hear the sermon, and it was a great sermon on Philippians. See, I was actually paying attention. But what's my point? My point is that this intentional over-listening, it gave me like the most perfect way to serve these people that I didn't even know. Just showing in a small way that we care, because I didn't want them to leave there without feeling welcome or seen. And if they needed some help, I know the church, so I wanted to offer any help I could. So to all three of them after the service, I said, "Are you guys all new?" As if I didn't know, because I was already doing all my intel. They said, "Yes, of course." And that's great. "Are you from the area? You know, tell me a little of your story." And so I got the chance to tell them our connection to the church, how great it's been. And so we talked for a bit, and that was kind of it. Just said, "You know, I hope you come back. I hope you see you again." This kind of intentional over-listening doesn't have to happen at church either. It can be anywhere. It doesn't even have to be about faith per se, but I think it's our faith that calls us to do this.
Okay. Well, if you heard something that you liked today, go ahead and share the episode, like the episode. All of that helps. Don't forget to connect with me on social. You can find me on Facebook at insightout.media. I also have a private Facebook group there where we can connect, offer prayer for one another, just do life together. Remember, we have a choice in where we find our peace. Let's choose wisely. And now let's go live Insight Out.